This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cox, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Wayne has called in from Mississippi. Gwyneth Isaacs on in front of the classroom from Australia. And Wayne had some questions about spark plugs. And the answer is 100,000 miles, yeah, change the spark plugs if it's a relatively late model car. And use the same spark plugs that the original equipment manufacturer used, okay, when the car was first built. And it looks to me like, well, right now you have it looks like a 3.6 liter, 220
Correct.
Cubic inch, yeah, V6. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem with the V6. Now, if I were to change the spark plugs on my 1968 AMX, with the eight spark plugs, it would take me about 30 minutes. And the reason is they're all accessible. And in your case, it may be, and I have not worked on this particular vehicle, so I don't know for sure, but the ones that I have worked on, like the Fords and some of the Chrysler products, the spark plugs and Mitsubishi, and Lexus, the spark plugs are buried under the intake manifold, which means you need to take off a lot of plumbing. You need to take off the intake manifold, and you need a new set of intake manifold gaskets. And it's a laborious job to just change some spark plugs. I mean, it's nuts. It's a really, it seems like the engineers hate the mechanics. So, is it expensive to do? Yeah, it is, because it takes several hours of labor. But $700 is over the top expensive. I think if you had a good mechanic do it, it should be about $300 with the parts. But if you do it yourself, the gaskets may cost about $25 for the intake manifold gaskets, if you need them. And you probably do. And I haven't looked at this engine, so I'm not 100% sure. But if you buy Autolite double platinum spark plugs that have that are nickel plated, they're $6.49 each, so you'd need six of those. And if you go with Bosch, which are the most expensive, that's $12.49. I'm okay with both of those brands. I would defer to whichever one the vehicle came with.
Okay.
And because the engineers really do know which spark plugs are the best. But either one of those other two brands would be fine with me. We use both of them here at the shop. I really like Bosch. I really do. So in my Chevy, Bosch, and my gas-powered vehicles, Bosch, I really like them the best. And so it's expensive, but I would like to suggest that you do something that is in addition and above and beyond what is called for. And there's a compound called copper coat. Copper coat is copper dust mixed with oil, that high-temperature oil. You put a very small amount on the threads of the spark plug. And the reason for that is so it will not seize in the head. So you can take it out next time. And I do that all the time. It's great for transferring heat as well from the spark plug to the head to let the spark plugs run a little bit cooler. So I would suggest you do that, and that's going to cost about another $15 for a lifetime supply, which is like an 8-ounce jar with a brush in the cap, copper coat. And they have that at the AutoZone and other parts stores. So
Is there a difference between double platinum spark plugs and iridium?
The two different elements. Okay.
Okay.
The double platinum. There's platinum, which is a single platinum disc on the center electrode. There's double platinum, which is a disc on the center electrode and the ground electrode. So there's two tiny platinum discs. And the idea is that platinum can withstand the punishing by the high voltage better than just a steel strap or an alloy strap that's not platinum. But platinum is really expensive, so they want to use it in small quantities. So then iridium is even harder than that and can take more abuse than platinum. So one thing that you do not want to do, and I'm glad you mentioned this, Wayne, I guess the question is, can you buy a less expensive spark plug? So if iridium costs more than double platinum, should you, you know, save it a couple dollars? The answer is no. Because if your car requires iridium or double iridium, and yours requires double iridium, you should stay with that, because that is a metal that is strong enough to withstand the punishing effects of the higher combustion temperatures plus the electric, the extra electric current that beats up the tips of the spark plugs. So double iridium is where you should be.
Great. Okay, well, I really appreciate it. I didn't mean to disrupt your show, but you gave me a really good education.
I'm glad you did, and Gwyneth probably appreciates this as well. And let me say this. For those of you who are thinking, should I get those spark plugs that have multiple electrodes, like two ground electrodes, or three, or even four? The answer is no. Okay, because what you want to do is you want to have that spark accessible with the maximum area around the electrode to be accessible by the gas fuel air mixture. Okay, you want that to be maximum area. So if you cover that up with more ground electrodes, you'll probably get worse performance. And the other thing is there might be this belief if you buy, you know, a quad electrode spark plug, that the spark is going to fire at all four electrodes at the same time. The answer is no, it does not. It only fires to one of them, okay, at a time, one at a time. So there's this, it's marketing. It's really more marketing. And, you know, I proved this kind of stuff on the track, that you get worse performance with more electrodes than with just a single ground strap and a single center electrode. So I just wanted to share that with the class. That's my experience and in my opinion. And I proved it out on the track myself. But maybe there's some pseudoscience that says I'm wrong. I don't know.
Thank you so much, Vance.
Last question. Just very quickly. Why are you in class at USA Prepares? Why are you one of
us? Vance, I used to listen to you years ago, and I seldom get the chance to listen. And one other question. Is there a best day to call in to you with questions like this? I know you have different guests on different days, but is there a certain day that's a...
Okay, so... Monday is usually medicine for the first hour. The second hour is just me teaching from 5 Minute University, my book, that's unfinished and unpublished and unavailable for purchase. Tuesdays is Rich Sheban. He doesn't take calls because he has too much information to go through. He can't complete it all, so we don't take calls on Tuesdays. Wednesday, Gwyneth is on, and that's where you are right now. And she loves calls. Thursdays is Kathy in Ohio. We talk about domestic engineering. Calls are certainly welcome. And the other alternating Thursday is with Kyle. Calls are welcome. Friday, Greg Lesher's on, but he only has an hour, so calls are tough for him because he only has an hour to get through all that he wants to get through. And the second hour on Friday is Bert Bertonis, and it's tough then. So the best answer is second hour Mondays, to call in, and Thursdays, both hours.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah,
and so why are you in class? What is it about USA Prepares?
Because you're very educational. You're a practical guy. You're very intelligent, and you educate people. And I wish I could listen to you every day. I used to listen to Dr. Shealy on Monday morning. Is Dr. Shealy still around?
Yeah, Dr. Shealy had his 90th birthday, and he has since retired as of December. But he checks in with his son. Has taken over instead of 2 hours with Dr. Norm Shealy, it's 1 hour on Mondays with his son, Dr. Sergey Shealy Sorin, and he's an emergency room doctor. So he's on.
Okay.
Mondays,
and, you know, years ago, Years ago, you used to have a great guy named John Reagan. Is he still around?
He certainly is. He's a senior USA Preparedness instructor. He is one of the most brilliant, kindest, nicest guys. He lives in Texas. Yes.
I used to listen to you back then, and I just, my schedule, I just very seldom can I listen to you, but, you know, but listen, you got one of the best shows, on the radio. You're very educational, and, you know, you've given me a real good education here, and, you know, something that I can now talk intelligently with the guy that's going to do the work. I'm arthritic. I can't get in there and do the truck myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get somebody to do it, but, you know, you're giving me some real good ideas. But the bottom line is you've got a very educational show.
Okay. One other question, and then I have a comment. What can I do? What can Vincent Finelli do a better job?
Not anything I can think of offhand. You no longer do your big expos, do you? I wanted to go to one of those one day, but I never did.
Okay, I'm not doing them anymore. Get Prepared Expos by USA Prepares. No, but I am speaking in August I think it's August 25th in Missouri at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. And I'm going to be speaking about how to save a lot of money and how to finance through tax deductions your preparedness adventures and how you can save thousands of dollars a year. I wanted the promoter to offer a money back guarantee to anyone who came to the expo who did not think that they learned enough to cover the cost of their attending the expo by coming to my seminar. I'll give him a refund, and she didn't want to do it. I would have done it. I mean, at all of our expos, anybody who's unhappy, they got an immediate refund, but it never happened. Well, it happened once. A guy thought we were a gun show. He walked in and didn't see enough guns, so he said he wanted a refund. No problem. No problem. We gave him a refund. Other than that, no one's ever said they were unhappy. Okay, and so here's the last thing I wanted to tell you, Wayne. When this guy does these spark plug replacements, do not allow him to use an impact wrench on any of the work he does. We have seen guys that have taken spark plugs out with an impact gun, torqued the spark plugs in with an impact gun, removed the intake manifold and retorqued the intake manifold with an impact gun, and destroyed the engine. Okay? To the point where it's never been the same. So it has to be done by hand. It has to be done by hand. Okay? So if he says, no, we don't do it that way, say, I really appreciate that. I'm going somewhere else. Do not let him do it. Okay.
Great. You're very educational. Thank you, guys.
I'll tell you what, Wayne, just before you go.
Yes, ma'am.
If you want to get USA Prepares every single day, you go to gcnlive.com and you go to their archives. Okay? And you can download GC, if you have an internet connection.
Yes, ma'am.
You can download USA Prepares every day from the gcnlive.com archives. Go to their website. The archives are well signposted there, and you can get it every day. And that's how I get USA Prepares.
Thank you so much.
I download USA Prepares every single day because I know that that they're no longer on YouTube, which is unfortunate, and also that they are on BitChute.
Yeah.
So
thank you so much. Thank you,
Wayne. Thank you,
Ron Gibson's channel on BitChute.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, those are really nice comments that Wayne in Mississippi had for USA Prepares. And Class, I believe he's absolutely right. I believe that USA Prepares is the best broadcast in radio. Not because of me, but because of your instructors. They are absolutely brilliant. I mean, high IQ, well-researched. They are doers. They make things happen. Every single one of your instructors is a doer. We are innovators. We're inventors. I'm talking about all of us. Every single one of us. Dr. Sheely, Dr. Sergey, Rich. We all do it the hard way. We all do it with honesty and integrity. Kathy, Kyle, Sharon, Captain John, Reagan, Bert, Greg, Gwyneth, of course. Every single one of your instructors is absolutely brilliant. And the interesting thing is that I have been counseled over the years to remove instructors. And some of the instructors that I've been counseled to remove, you know, by people in the network business, you know, you need to get rid of so-and-so. I literally said, so you're saying that you don't want that instructor on your network? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said, okay, well, take us off your network. That was my response. So when a network asked me to remove an instructor, my response was, well, we'll remove you from an affiliate. So you're no longer going to be part of USA Prepares. The exact opposite of what they thought would happen. And so who's left? The best of the best of the best. Okay? That's who's left. And if you think about it, think about the loyalty. Think about the loyalty of Dr. Sheely over 12 years, Rich Sheban, Gwyneth, Kathy. And you know what's amazing? You know, there are people called producers. And they're the guys, you know, for a radio broadcast. Those are the guys and gals who call up and arrange for the guests to show up and make sure the guests show up and remind the guests and call them up and say, you know, get me out tomorrow. Remember that. And send them emails and things like that. You know what? I don't do that. I don't call Dr. Sergey and say, hey, don't forget, Monday, I don't call Rich, I don't call Gwyneth, I don't call Kathy. You know, we do talk, but I don't have to remind anybody. I don't have to remind a single person to be in class because they know that it's important to the students. It's important to the other instructors. They feel an obligation to show up and be prepared. Gwyneth, am I making this up?
No. In fact, I call you. You don't call me. I call you.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the capability. I don't have the capability of calling.
By the way, I often like getting calls. But no more calls today because I've got a lot of information to get through, and this is information that could potentially save people's lives. I didn't mind taking Wayne's call. It was a very interesting call. But if we could, have the rest of the broadcast without calls,
sure.
That would be good.
Sure.
Because, we are in a real crisis situation. We are right at the fall of Rome. You know, there's the fall of Babylon. There's no two ways about it. And I would say that about 90% of the people that you see out and about in the landscape within 10 years will probably not be there. They'll be dead because they are, and the cities will be empty. There will be no government structures. I used to worry a lot about government structures because they gave me a really bad time. They almost destroyed, if I'd stayed in location, they would have destroyed me multiple times over. I don't really worry about them anymore because when I look at them,
New York City is celebrating because they're almost at 50% occupancy in rental
space. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. What's next for former President Trump in the classified documents case? Finding someone cleared to look at the documents, the defense team must choose someone to apply for permission to view some of the classified documents at the center of the case. Lots of the South, especially Florida, will feel the heat today. Temperatures topping 105 in the feels-like category. Miami Fire Lieutenant Pete Sanchez says the usual advice applies.
If you're doing strenuous activity outside, try to avoid it. Maybe take it inside as well. And the important thing is the water. And something we stress, that we always stress, not only today, is don't leave your children or your pets unattended in the vehicles.
From Texas to Georgia, the issue's a big front that'll bring winds, hail, tornado, even the straight-line wind event called a derecho. We'll find out later today if the Fed does what most experts expect, put a hold on raising interest rates for the moment. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today
you've got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Clint is with us and we're talking about civilization in decline. And class, right now New York City is all excited because they are almost at 50% occupancy in their buildings, 50%. There's been a mass exodus, and the same is true for other cities. And what's happening? If you want just examples in your hamlet, you look at small factories, companies that made things in cities, in these city buildings, these brick buildings of 100 years ago. They are being converted into fitness centers, pawn shops, restaurants and parking lots and financial advising companies. Seriously. So none of those make anything. Okay? And it makes no sense. And if you think about cities, wow, there's entertainment there. Of course there's entertainment. What in the heck are those people going to do? It's not like they're farmers and they've got more to do than they can possibly get accomplished. They have to make things up. Make things up to hold their attention because they're bored. So they go out to eat. They go for runs. You know, they have these bicycle races. They have all kinds of amusement type things because they're bored. Me, Gwyneth, we're not bored. We're overwhelmed.
No.
Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. I am. I wake up at 2:30 or 3 a.m. in the morning. I think it must be USA Prepares got me into the habit of waking up in the middle of the night. And, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do when the sun comes up. At 2:30 and 3 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, making plans for the coming day. That's what I'm doing. Here's another handy tip, Vincent. That something that just occurred to me, because I was thinking, you know, gosh darn, I've got that tree down in the paddock. And I need to put the horse in that paddock. And how am I going to stop it from eating that tree and all the stuff that I planted underneath that tree? And that tree is a Tagasasti tree. Okay. So, it's somewhere about 8 feet tall. So it's just about at that stage where it can handle being in with a horse. But all the stuff that's underneath it, boy, oh boy, if the horse got a hold of that, it would last about 5 minutes. The horse would just gobble it up. And I was thinking, what am I going to do to keep the horse from gobbling up all the things that I planted under the Tagasasti tree? And I came up with an answer. God gave me an answer. I was out in the horse paddock where my horse is at the moment. And I was looking around at the grass. And I was noticing that the horse was not eating the grass where she'd done her poo. Okay? She would go and just fertilize a certain patch of ground, and then that patch would grow up all lovely and green, and then, you know, maybe in a year she might eat from that patch. But she won't eat from all that lovely green grass that grows up where she's done all of her poos. Until about a year's time. And then she'll go back and eat it. And I thought, if I put horse manure all around the plant that I have put in this particular location, that normally she would gobble in about 5 minutes, I'll bet she won't eat them. And I will just put her in there with them, and I will just watch her. While she has her halter on so that I can catch her easily, and then if she starts to eat them, then I'll just gently walk up and I'll grab her halter and I'll move her into the paddock next door. And then I'll build a fence around it. But I really wasn't wanting to build a fence around it because fences are time and fences are money, and I've got enough time to do jobs that I need to do, but the money is another question. You know, star posts and wire cost money. And I was thinking that if you were thinking of a way that you could establish your pea shrubs without building little fences around every single little tree and being able to still bring the cows in there from time to time, maybe if you made a row of cow manure on each side of those pea shrubs, then the cows would be less inclined to eat them, right?
That's right. That's exactly right, because the cows don't eat where they pee and poop. They really don't. And, you know, if you have a cat and you're wondering what do you do with the litter box, you know, where do you empty it? Well, what we do is we empty it right at the corners of the sliding doors for our barns. And the reason is the mice come into the corners. They don't go to the middle, you know, a 12-foot wide door. They don't go in the middle. They go right at the edges of the door. And so we just put the cat litter around the edges of the door, on the ground, not inside the barn. And they put a bar of Coast soap on either end of the door as well. And so between the cat litter and the mice say, no, this is a no-go because they know that there's cats in there. And cats are predators of mice. So between the cat litter, used cat litter, that stinks to high heavens, like ammonia, and the Coast soap, it stops the mice from going into the barn. So there are uses for all kinds of things, including manure.
Yeah, this is it. And I've got Jack Russells and Jack Russell Cross Terriers at my place. I'm looking for a cat. I'm really actually a pair of cats, a boy cat and a girl cat, so that I can go forth and multiply and populate my farm with cats. Okay. I told my neighbour that, and my neighbour was absolutely horrified, and I said, listen, have you seen the number of rats there are around here lately? And they're not there all the time. Maybe they're not noticing the rats. But what my dogs do is they bail rats up in the top of nopal cactuses. And I go out there, and I hear them. They have a particular call, which means, hey, I've got something. I've got it trapped. I've bailed it up. You know, and so when they make this particular call, which is called sounding in dog term, it's something like, and when they do that particular bark, you know, then you know that they've got something cornered. And so I go out there and I try and have a pair of gloves on. I usually do this time of year. But I have a flashlight with me, a rechargeable flashlight that charges from a USB cable. And I go out there with the flashlight, and I see them, and they've got a rat bailed up in the top of a cactus, a nopal cactus. And what I do is I shine the flashlight directly onto the rat, into its eyes, and that kind of stuns it a bit, and it shows me clearly where it is. And then what I do is while I'm holding the flashlight and you know, blinding the rat and stunning it a little bit with the flashlight, I sneak around and I grab its tail quickly. I pull it off the cactus and I shake it by the tail. And then I go and find a concrete step, and then I loop it around, and then I go bang and smash its head on the concrete step. But if you keep shaking a rat, it can't get its balance to crawl up and bite you. And have I been bitten by rats doing this? Of course I have, until I learned how to do it properly. You know, but that's why I wear gloves, because you know, it kind of hurts. They got sharp little teeth when they do this. But if I do get bitten, then I go in and I put vinegar or betadine on the bite, and I've never had one get infected. But that's how you kill a rat. And does it kill enough rats for the rats to no longer be a problem? No, but it's great fun. And it helps to feed my dogs. I might make up a rat soup and feed the dogs for a day. Then one rat, I mean, the rats here are absolutely enormous. And I'll have to send you a photo of one of the rats that I caught. It was as long as a horse's jawbone. I've got a horse skull sitting next to my back door. There's a horse that I had, and his name was called JJ, and he got his foot caught in a fence, and by the time I got to him, he was in a bad way, and I had to euthanize him with a kitchen knife to the jugular, and because I don't have any firearms, so I just got a very sharp kitchen knife, and I put him out of his misery. He wasn't going to recover. That's, and I didn't have the money for vet bills. He wouldn't have recovered anyway, even with a vet. So, but anyway, after, and I buried him, and, you know, it fed the dogs for a while, then digging up bits of animal and all that sort of thing. I won't go into any more details there, right? But after a while, I went out and I got his skull, and he now has a prime location at my back door. And I go out there and I say, "Hello, JJ, how are you going, mate?" And he looks at me and says, "I'm good, thanks, Mum. Enjoying the afterlife." That's a shame, because he was one of the best horses I ever had. But these things happen sometimes. This rat was as long as his jawbone, and he was 16 hands high. He was a big boy. A rat that is as long from the tip of its tail to the tip of its nose as a 16-hand-high horse jawbone. And I took a photo of it because I was absolutely astounded. I actually set up a wire cage trap to trap a possum. I thought it was a possum. It was eating all my passion fruit. I set up the trap to trap the possum that was eating my passion fruit, and I caught this enormous rat instead. And most of the rats that live around here are not that big, but they're still pretty big. They might be, you know, an inch or so shorter. So this one is absolutely huge. And that's how I kill rats around here, and that's how I hunt rats with my dogs. Does that make sense?
When you mentioned cats, male and female, I thought maybe you were going to open a Chinese restaurant.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Gwyneth, the reason I mentioned that about the cats is my dad and Captain John Reagan's father were both in the Philippines in the Pacific Theater during World War II. And I don't know if they ever met each other, but they were there for the liberation of Filipinos from the atrocities of the Japanese. And my father would not eat Chinese food. And he said, they eat cats. They eat cats at Chinese restaurants. And he would never. So.
Oh, my gosh. I have a story to tell about that.
Okay.
Okay. I actually used to work in a Chinese restaurant when I was a teenager. And this, I didn't know this at the time. Okay. They probably hid it really well from me. And I was the, I was dumber than I was now when I was 16. And, but apparently this particular Chinese restaurant got in a little bit of trouble with the health department for serving up cats. to its customers. And I only found out about that after I left the Chinese restaurant. And some of the kids from school, they all knew that I worked in the Chinese restaurant, and they used to tease me about it, and I just used to brush it off. I was probably one of the most bullied children in the whole school because I was different, and when you're different and you're in school, You get singled out for special treatment, and that was certainly the case with me. And I had no idea why I was different, and now it doesn't really bother me. But back in the day, it was quite traumatizing. But one of the things that, they served up cats to their customers. There ended up being a bit of a rat problem in the neighborhood. By the way, I sent you an email just now. You should have just received it, where it's a photo of that rat that I told you about, and I lined it up on the horse's skull, and you can see that it is as long as the horse's jawbone, lower jawbone. So if you want to quickly go to your email, then you will see it, and you will be able to verify that. Because I said, that is an enormous rat. It was so big it couldn't get out of the possum cage.
Yeah, I see it, and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, Gwyneth, that story about the cats and Chinese food, class, I think it's absolutely positively real. My father was adamant. He would not eat at a Chinese restaurant no matter what. No matter what. And I have a feeling he got a chance to see it firsthand, cats. And you'll find out that if there are no cats around Chinese restaurants. There aren't any.
They eat dogs as well.
You're right, right.
They do.
Gwyneth,
and, there was a particular grocery store in a particular town, and at one time I sold produce to this grocery store, and I was also breeding puppies at the time. And this grocery store was owned by a Chinese man, and he said, I don't suppose you would be interested in selling me any puppies, would you? And I said, no. And he said, I didn't think so, but I thought I might ask.
Yeah.
And I said, no. I don't. And I sort of laughed and shook my finger at him, and he said, oh, I didn't think so. And I said, no, I'm not going to sell you any puppies. Not you. Yeah, because, and he knew that I knew, and it was a running joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I wanted these puppies to have happy homes and provide joy and love and happiness to people for, you know, perhaps a bit over a decade, not to be somebody's Sunday lunch.
Right.
But it's true, cats and dogs. But there's very few stray cats and dogs in most Southeast Asian countries. They're on the menu.
Gwyneth, there's an article that is absolutely disgusting. I think maybe we should just hit it for a second. Quote, New Jersey bill would deny funding to schools if their libraries remove pornography, end quote. Let me say that a different way. Quote,
oh, my gosh.
New Jersey bill would deny funding to schools if their libraries remove pornography, end quote. It's on Zero Hedge. And we've got a couple Democrat lawmakers in New Jersey. I proposed this bill that if you remove this queer agenda, this lesbian, this homo, this gay, this trans material from the library, the school will not get funded. That's the bill. That's how sick these people are. And at the same time, we have Target stores that are allegedly being receiving bomb threats because they are moving this rainbow queer stuff to the back of the store. Bomb threats.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the earned income tax credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy. Get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.